From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today is Lisa Potts from the Oklahoma Press Association.
Hello again.
Well, I thought we had a good week.
After last week with some disappointing routines, I was much happier this week.
Yes, definitely. There's a little bit of controversy about the people that were let go this week, at least on the Twitter line. But why don't we just quickly go through it and talk about the dances and talk about what we liked and what we didn't like.
Okay. First up was Ashley and Jacob doing Hip Hop by Nappy Tabs. And all that really stood out to me was just that Ashley is really still in the game. I mean, she's doing so much better than we ever expected her to, right?
Absolutely. It wasn't my favorite routine, especially from Nappy Tabs.
Right.
I try not to let that affect me, but I must admit, if I don't like the routine, it's a little bit more difficult to say, oh, she was good. Because I go, oh, the routine was just okay. But you're right. I mean, she's growing. I definitely agree with you. And I love Nappy Tabs. It just wasn't my favorite one.
And I liked the text message thing they had going on the screen in the
right,
background.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it just worked well. It was a nice little element that we hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
Second was Karen and Kevin doing Broadway by Spencer Liff, who I guess is some new choreographer they brought in.
He's new, and they always talk about how Quickstep and Foxtrot is the kiss of death. To me, I think it's Broadway, except when Tice does it. But when anyone else does Broadway...
Even when Tice does it, they could still be in jeopardy.
It's a little iffy.
It's iffy. Really, it comes down to the routine. Mm-hmm. And A, I didn't like the routine. B, the two of them just did not bring enough personality. They were absolutely in my bottom three. I think they were probably in everybody's
absolutely.
Bottom three.
You know, I like them, but I don't think the chemistry is there. Even after all this time, I just don't see
true.
It.
True. And all along, I think I've said almost every week, I've been disappointed in Kevin. I just don't see the star potential in him, and I see problems every week.
I do too.
So. Mm-hmm. Then was Noelle and Russell doing the Foxtrot again.
Yes.
Which I have a little bit of an issue with.
The fact that they pulled it
That they made them do it again. Because yeah. Noelle got injured and couldn't perform it the first time. Well, she still went through the rehearsal process and everything up until the day before the show. So it's like they haven't been allowed to grow by having a different style. They're stuck doing Foxtrot again. So I just didn't agree with that.
But it was a great Foxtrot.
It was.
And it was a very different. It had some contemporary edges to it and kind of funky.
Yeah. And I thought they both did really, really well with it.
I thought so too.
So I was glad to see Noelle perform it, I guess.
The judges gave them a lot of kudos, so.
True. Then was Channing and Victor doing the jazz routine by Tice, where there were two little blackbirds in the cage. What did you think?
I liked it. The cage was distracting. The cage kept distracting me because the bars were basically, you know, rubber bands of some sort. And they were moving still. Even after they left the cage and they were dancing, there was still movement going on in the background that was very distracting for me. I didn't dislike it. I thought it was very, you know, it was fun to watch.
I agreed with the comments that the music was not something that the audience and the viewers could really connect with.
Yeah, Bobby McFerrin is either you really like him or you don't like him. So that's a good point.
I mean, it fit with the choreography, yes, but when you're needing to have the audience vote for people, that's not going to really draw them in.
Right.
I liked the birdcage personally. I thought it was a neat little prop. You know, we don't see very many props on the show, and I thought that was kind of fun and different. But the two of them still don't have the personality to hold on to the viewers.
Yeah.
And the routine didn't bring in the viewers.
I think they're both really strong, but they don't have that star quality that we're seeing the other dancers bring out.
Yeah.
You know, people are making comparisons between season 5 and season 6 and how, well, maybe this really isn't living up to it. But I will say that we definitely see the stars coming out in season 6, maybe even a little bit earlier than we did in season 5.
Oh, that could be. Well, and it seems like every year they say, oh, it's not as good as last year.
Yeah, you know,
you hear that every year.
And it's difficult this year because there was only, what, a month in between them?
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of comparison going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, then was Catherine and Legacy doing the Paso Doble.
I love Legacy. I love him. I still love Russell, but Legacy is really coming
up
for
really
me.
He's really stepped up.
Yes, he is.
Shocked all of us, I think, in his ability to do all these different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But they were both strong and powerful, and they did what that type of dance requires, it
absolutely.
Seems.
And even the little bobble at the end where he was holding her around his waist and she couldn't grab her ankles, really. But no one said anything about it. I mean, and
I didn't even notice
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, so what? I mean, they captured the character, which they're always talking about. They captured the style that you know, that in-your-face. For him, it was macho. And for her, it was just she was strong in her own right.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the character really came through. So, you know, I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, they both played those characters really well, I
definitely.
Thought. Then Eleanor and Ryan doing Contemporary by Travis Wall. And I loved that routine, too.
I loved it. It's the standout.
And, you know, one of the things, we've complained about the stage before. And in this case, I think it actually helped them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did a background, if you noticed, with, like, these autumn trees.
That's true. Yeah.
And it really sort of created a more intimate setting for this number.
Well, maybe they need to do that more often.
Maybe.
Because when it's just the stage and those bright lights and those weird rib-shaped things that you don't see anything else.
They do distract.
Yeah, they do. But maybe you're right. Maybe if they can start tying it in a little bit more to the actual... I mean, just
to
like they do to the costume. They have costumes. They have props. Why not, you know, tie the background in?
Good point. They could do that. Good point. And Travis, at the beginning of the week, when he first started rehearsing with these guys, he never said that he had Eleanor and Ryan. He just said, I'm so excited to have the couple that I got, you know?
Yeah.
He was just thrilled. Because I think he knows Eleanor is incredibly talented with Contemporary. I think he's a huge fan of hers. And then Ryan had the strength to do all the lifts and everything that Travis really loves to do.
Definitely.
So Ryan was definitely there for her. And he really stepped up with his Contemporary style.
I thought he did a great job. His strength was definitely needed in this. I mean, if this had been Nathan and Molly, oh my goodness. It would have been awful because he doesn't have the strength. You know, the male needed the strength. But beyond that, it was so fluid. And I think Adam, and this was a nice way to put it, because Adam was talking about the story and he said that, you know, Latin dance really doesn't have the story, but he said it like this. It steps above the story, which I thought was kind of a nice way to put it. Contemporary, of course, is all about the story, and the story was fluid, the dance style was fluid, and he really was able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I mean, you know, he's a big guy. Sometimes big guys don't have as much control over their bodies as you would think.
True.
But he certainly does.
He does.
It was great. It was really good. Shankman said, so I think you can dance. Has finally arrived or has stepped in or something.
Yeah.
This was the dance for him that made it seem like, okay, we are here now.
And did Nigel even say this might have been his favorite routine so far this season?
I think he did say that.
So that's huge.
He certainly said that Ryan was the best Latin dancer to perform Contemporary on all the seasons.
That's right.
That was quite
a
high compliment.
That's a big statement.
Definitely. I like Ryan. I mean, you know, I've always liked Ryan, but, you know, he's like this really hot guy with the shirt off, and I made, you know, reference to that, and it's like, okay, he's almost become a little bit of a caricature.
Yes.
But not in this dance.
True
enough, his shirt was open, but it was just a wonderful piece, and listeners, if you didn't see it, it was about two former lovers who happened to bump into each other.
Yeah.
And, clearly, there's still some, you know, some history there and some concerns. And, you know, her facial expressions were wonderful. I mean, she was quite a little actress.
She did a really nice job.
Yeah, she's really very good. I like her.
Yeah. Nigel did comment, though, about how she plays a different character every week in these routines. And perhaps it's so good that she doesn't develop a following because we don't know who she truly is.
You're right. He did say that, and I don't know that I agree with him.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I think she's just really strong.
I think she probably has a lot of contemporary dance followers. Those that love contemporary dance are probably in love with Eleanor
right now. I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Then our final couple was Molly and Nathan. Mm-hmm. And they were doing Pop Jazz by Lorianne Gibson.
Another category that I'm not really in love with.
Yeah.
But they did well.
Category or a couple?
Did I say couple?
Category. You said category.
I meant category.
Meaning pop jazz?
Pop jazz.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And see, sometimes I love pop jazz. Mm-hmm. I hated this routine, though.
Yeah, it wasn't strong
but
for me.
I don't feel like it was completely their fault. I felt like Lorianne's choreography was just frantic and out of control, and I didn't understand why she chose some of the moves she chose and the choreography she did. It just didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make sense to me, and for me, it's very visual, so if the costuming is wrong, it bugs me. Mm-hmm. And why was she wearing the dress and the real heavy 40s makeup? I didn't get that.
I didn't get that either.
So, and that distracts me. I mean,
it distracted me too.
Dance is visual, and I know I should pay attention just to what they're doing, but it's a package for me.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's what they're wearing.
Well, and it's the characters and all of that. And it made me wonder, okay, what is it with Molly's makeup? What kind of character is she trying to portray?
She was 40s. Mm. Her hair was 40s and her makeup was 40s.
Yeah, it was weird.
I mean, she looked great, but I didn't quite get...
Would that have been what Lorianne Gibson might have chosen? I wonder sort of what they envisioned, too.
You know, I
and
just
if that's taken
know.
Into account.
I have long wanted to know that whole behind-the-scenes thing is who dresses them. Because they've been criticized for costumes before.
Yeah.
And I'm always
And we know
saying,
the dancers really have no influence
course.
On their dance,
exactly.
on their costumes.
So why are you even saying anything? There was something from last season where there was kind of a robotic-looking costume, and I forget who it was. And, you know, they got slammed for it. Maybe the judges didn't mean to slam them, but there was no one else to blame, so they kind of made fun.
Right.
I forget who that was. I wish I could remember, but yes, I do. It was Jason and his blonde partner. What was her name?
Oh.
She had kind of the big eyes. She did. She had large eyes.
Caitlin.
Yes, it was Jason and Caitlin, and they had
robotic.
Kind of a...
Huh.
Well, I don't know if it's robotic is quite the word, but it was a form-fitting, spandex-like...
Huh. I'm drawing a total blank on that
one.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah, oh, I don't remember. But anyway,
it doesn't matter.
Costuming it does make a point, and it does influence. I think as does the music, and I guess I wish I could see they've done a lot of other behind the scenes stuff. But it would be great if they could follow a routine from inception all the way through.
Yeah.
And after the dancers learn it, then they go to hair and makeup, and then they go to costuming, and who picks what? I would love to see that.
You know, Dancing with the Stars does a little bit of that.
Do they?
At some point during the season, they show them picking out costumes. They show, because it's often the professional that's doing it, they show them in hair and makeup and how early they do this. And they don't really talk about who influences what, though. But it would be very interesting to see that on this show
as well.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't think we've ever seen that behind the scenes part of it.
Well,
it may have been talked about at some point, but I don't think we've ever seen video of it. And why not show it as one of these intro packages?
Absolutely.
You know, quit showing us little baby pictures and stuff like that. You know, show us what their work is like through the week.
I mean,
these guys are exhausted. Mm-hmm. Day to night, they're rehearsing nonstop, it seems like, for, you know, the group routines, their couple routines.
And let's just talk about the group routine for a minute. Wade and his wife. Is his wife's name Amanda?
Yes.
That routine was wonderful.
I had to think about it for a second.
It was wonderful. And I got to say, there were three tiers of dancers. The dancers at first became unveiled because they were portraying kind of like statues at a museum.
Right.
And then the second ones, the last group to be unveiled, they had to hold their position.
Oh, I guess that's true.
The entire dance. I mean, until it got to them.
Until that point, yeah.
And true enough, I wasn't looking to see if they were moving because my eyes were focused on the dancers.
And I doubt the camera showed them.
Probably not. But, I mean, still, they had to hold their positions. But I thought that was a little challenging. And,
could be.
I know Ryan was in the last group, and I began to wonder, I wonder if they picked the people in the last group that had the most strength or something. I don't know.
Actually, I noticed a lot of contemporary dancers in the first two groups.
Yes.
So I'm thinking the ballroom dancers might have all been in the last group.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that, But it's possible.
But it was a great routine. Yes. I really enjoyed it. And I didn't know who it was.
I honestly thought it might have been Mia. It seems like yes. Mia's style.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I was shocked when Kat Dealy said it was Wade Robson. Yeah. And I thought, oh, well, that explains why I loved it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
he can do no wrong. Well, sometimes if he makes them be little rodents or birds or something. Not hummingbirds, but what was that little one he did in season 3? Was it like squirrels or something? The mom and the... Oh, anyways, it was weird. So in the bottom three, we had Channing and Victor, mm-hmm. Karen and Kevin, Molly and Nathan. I was a little bit surprised that Molly and Nathan were in the bottom three
since they
performed last mm-hmm. and did very well. However, I personally wanted them in the bottom three. They were mm-hmm. part of my bottom three.
Yeah.
I think the choreography was just bad, and mm-hmm. the criticism from the week before got to them. So, and Channing and Victor just have bad luck, and I don't think they really have a following. So, and the routine didn't work for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you think of the solos and who went home and all of that?
Frankly, I was not impressed with Karen's solo.
Neither was I.
I wasn't impressed with
her second week.
Her second week, or her costuming.
I don't remember what she was wearing.
It was dark. It was all dark,
mm-hmm.
and it was form fitting. It wasn't the like the spandex that Molly had on, but it was a form fitting black thing that just didn't have much color to it.
Right.
And she seemed she just didn't seem to be dancing for her life. In my opinion, she did not.
I've been very disappointed in her solos.
Yeah. I did like Molly's solo very much.
I did too. And I think it saved her.
I think it did.
She very well may have been going home before she performed that solo.
Okay. Well, then that's what she needed to do. And then
Channing.
And then Channing. I love Channing's solo.
She had a nice solo.
Mm-hmm.
But again, still no personality. I still felt nothing when I watched it.
And, I was thinking about that because I would, when they did the recap after she was voted off, I looked at her facial expressions, and she's not a robot. She always had interesting facial expressions. Mm-hmm. If she was supposed to be kind of, not really sexy, but
flirty
or whatever, then she looked flirty.
Yeah.
During the birds and the blackbird number, she looked a little mischievous there.
You know,
so I could see it. I just don't know why.
I think it may have been too late.
Maybe.
And there just wasn't quite enough.
Yeah.
So
and
I
she,
think the
and
first
she looks
weeks
like an
harder.
Athlete. Did you notice how when she was standing there next to Karen, who looks very feminine, and she's just standing there flat-footed, her legs are slightly bowed. She looks like an athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know if that hurt her or not. But when she dances, she's very graceful.
She's beautiful.
I'm sorry to lose her. And a lot of people on Twitter are too.
But yet, I didn't want to see Karen go home because we've seen Karen perform excellent in hip-hop, and what else has she done before?
And her style. Well, she's done her style a couple of times.
Has she? Twice?
Well, no. She's done Latin dance more than once.
Has she?
Yes. Okay. One was a salsa and one was a cha-cha, and then she did hip-hop. So I almost think that was a little... And then this one...
Yeah.
This time, the jazz...
Huh.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Since Kevin is a hip-hop dancer, it's almost like when they were picking out of the hat, maybe it wasn't completely random.
I don't know.
But I have a feeling that if Karen lands in the bottom three again, she's gone.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Then in terms of the guys, we had Kevin, Victor, and Nathan. Nathan was pretty good in Dance for Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin didn't stand out to me. I still was ready to say bye-bye.
I did like his solo, but Nigel's right in saying that he hasn't grown enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Victor, if he ends up in the bottom three a third time again, then he's gone, I'm guessing.
I don't care what Nigel says. I love his pirouettes.
True.
I love them. I could see them forever.
Yeah.
So that's just me.
He is a beautiful turner. And nobody mm-hmm. ever said that to, like, Danny from season 3 mm-hmm. or, some of the others. So I don't think that was really fair to call him out on that.
I think that Nigel looks at these things as tricks. He's criticized Jacob for his high kicks and for the choreographers who use them. And I'm not sure if high kick is the right word there, but...
Grombatmans, arabesques, and things
exactly.
like that. Yeah, but same
so,
thing.
But they're good at them, and they look beautiful. So why are they, why is he criticizing? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Good question. So Channing and Kevin both went home. Karen and Victor better, they're now a new couple together. They better hope they get a good routine, because if they wind up in the bottom three again, they're going. They're gone.
I think so.
I'm guessing.
But I think they will look good together.
I think so they'll too. Be a good It could couple. Be interesting. Mm-hmm. Karen might bring out some personality in Victor.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. It's good. I've really been enjoying it.
I have too.
Yeah, definitely.
I've really enjoyed this season so far.
So we shall see. So we're down to our top, is it 12?
Yes, it is.
Top 12. They made several references to the top 10 last night. In fact, they kept saying so many people were going to be in the top 10, I almost wanted to start counting. Okay, you said this guy's in top 10 and this guy's in top 10. Have you already counted everybody else out? But they have referenced that, or they did reference that quite a bit last night.
Wow.
So we will know in one more week who the top 10 is. And of course, that's important because that's the tour.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's who makes it on the tour. You know, those that are, top 12, those last two people, there's a chance if they were in enough memorable routines or to serve as a backup in case someone gets sick or has to go home or even just temporary.
But I think Channing would have been wonderful on the tour. I think she just would be really, really great on the tour. But I don't think she's going to be, because even if you have an alternate, it would probably be in the top 12. And we'll see.
And I don't think she had enough memorable routines. I mean, her first two with Philip, no.
No.
Mm-hmm. This Blackbird one, I don't think they're going to take on tour.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's really much future for her on the tour.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. We have another week next week with our normal Tuesday, Wednesday performance and results show. So, and we'll be on next Thursday after the results show. So we'll talk to you next week and we'll see who makes the top 10 by then. We'll know.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later.